children, in fact all of us, very badly need to be seen for who it is that we are. And the only way we can let our children know, I see you, I honor you, I love who and what you are, I hear you. The only way we can send that message to our children energetically and chemically is by connecting with them. Now, I know you might say, well, Dr. Sandy, I connect with my children. But there is connection, and then there is connection with a capital C. So when we really, really connect spirit to spirit with our children, we will get the most remarkable chemical changes taking place. There is an increase in oxytocin, which is the bonding chemical. There is an increase in serotonin, which is the sense of well-being. There's an increase in dopamine, which is the focus and attention and motivation. And I can go on and on. And all of these positive brain chemistry changes take place simply because the child has the feeling that mommy or daddy is really connecting with me right now. So why am I emphasizing this real connection thing? Because once again, this is a pressurized world that we live in. So what do? A lot of the time, we multitask. So we may be in the same room as our children. We may be even on the same couch as our kids. But we are often only half there. We are physically there, but we are not fully present. When we are not fully present and really connecting with our children, they know it on the inside. There is the largest nerve in the brain that goes all the way through down into the gut, and it tells them, well, mom's sitting next to me, but she's not really present with me. And it's an uncomfortable feeling. I mean, think about it for yourself. If you're sitting with your spouse or a friend or your sister or whoever it may be, even your kids, and they are there, but you can see they are not there. They are not fully present. What does it feel like to you? Don't you feel kind of lonely, maybe even irritated, unrecognized, unseen? Well, that's what happens to those kids when we are not fully present. And once again, unintentionally, what we do is we give them confirmation of that belief of theirs that they are not enough. Of course we wouldn't ever want to do that. But folks, when you are not fully present and connecting in a real spirit-to-spirit, heart-to-heart way with your children, they do not feel safe and they do not feel enough. So when you're with your children, make it a commitment with yourself that you will put down all gadgets, in particular, of course, your phone. You will not pick up text messages. You will not read your emails. You're simply putting the phone away, not even within your reach. And then what you're doing is you're sitting with your child in a way where you're having eye-to-eye contact, heart-to-heart, and you are fully engaged in what they're saying. You're listening with a very clear ear to what they're telling you. You're asking questions. Asking questions is so amazing because it validates that what they're saying is interesting enough for you to want to know more. You offer some of your thoughts and you tell them that you so love the way in which their mind works. You're so fascinated with what they think and how they see the world and what happened at school today. And that's all it takes. You can literally change your child's feeling about himself or herself by being fully present when you are with them. You know, it's a weird thing, really, because it's not a difficult thing, is it, really? Not? Being fully present, and yet, and I'm speaking about myself here as well, we kind of forget to do that. We've got these thoughts in our head, the supermarket list, I'm going to be late for fetching the kid to school, or what happened at the office today. So half our mind is with the child, and the other half is somewhere else. And we just fall into this habit of being partially present, but not fully present. So I would love for you to, from the moment you finish watching this video, to become aware. I had to do this. My husband made me do this. He made me realize how not present I often am when he walks into the office to tell me something. I'm busy typing and looking down. And so I began to become aware of how I am not present. And I'm still working at it. In all truth, I'm not the perfect example of being fully present. I am working at it. And it feels so good to look someone in the eye and to understand what's going on in their heart. I'm going to ask you to become aware of your kind of non-present behaviors, how often you do it, and then to begin to consciously and intentionally force yourself little by little to make being present a natural way of life. I want you, as a mom or a dad, to remember and never ever forget that you are so enough.